Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe McGee. Welcome back to another Heroes of Faith. Now, we're going through the Bible kind of like one story at a time. I've told the story so many times. So where did you learn the Bible at? Well, I had two great Bible schools I went to, but I learned the Bible by going through a children's Bible storybook 10 times in 10 years. You kind of get the big picture. God's good, devil's bad, people kind of ignorant. But man, God had some great, great illustrations. So we're coming out of 2 Kings chapter 6 today. And I call this Food for a Starving City. People say, man, I need food. Well, there's been history. Throughout history, there have been times where people were starving, people needed food, people didn't know how to get it, and God showed up. God is the factor that makes all the difference in the world. And so there have been so many great miracles we've heard through our whole life about you know, people would leave food on the doorstep, or somebody would find something and somebody wrote a check and they weren't expecting it. Somebody won something, they weren't expecting it. God is a show-off. God is a miracle-working God. I tell people, if you just read through your Bible just one story at a time, it will build your faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews said that without faith, we do not please God, and without faith, we do not defeat the devil. So where does faith come from? The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith is a muscle. Some people have great faith. Some have weak faith. Some have little faith. Some have no faith. You read through, especially the New Testament, faith is, the more you use your faith, the greater it becomes. The less you use your faith, the less it is. And so you, every day, you ought to be believing God for something, every day of your life. So this is in 2 Kings chapter 6, called this Food for a Starving City. So let's kind of start off with what happened. It's Syria's giving a hard time to Israel. Great trouble came to the people of Israel. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, led a great army into Israel and surrounded the city of Samaria. Now, I mean surrounded. There's no way out. You are surrounded by your enemy on every side. Day after day, the Syrians waited for the Israelites to open the gates, but they didn't do it. They would do almost anything to keep from being captured by the Syrians. These were not nice people. So Ben-Hadad knew the people of Israel, they would starve if they waited long enough. So we just camped out. What are we going to do? They'll starve. They're going to run out of food. So all the fields were outside the city, and now the city gates were locked. There was no way for the people to go out and get food. The Syrians were not in any hurry. They camped around the royal city, and they just waited. What are we doing? They'll starve to death. They'll either open up and give up, or they'll just be dead. We'll go and just take over the whole thing. Inside the city walls, people became hungrier and hungrier. And there were those who rich offered to pay a lot of money. Even a handful of food was worth just lots of money. Finally, there was nothing to eat except the horses and the donkeys. Now, we've heard stories about this even in the history of America. Soon, even King Joram had only a few horses left. After Joram walked through the city streets of Samaria, he saw how bad things were. In terror, he tore his clothes. He dressed in sackcloth. Elisha the prophet is to blame for this famine. He said, I'm going to kill him for this. So first thing that happens, when anything goes bad, people want to blame God. Why did God let this happen? Why did God allow this? Because God's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. So whatever happened, it must be God's fault. I've been here for several years on this planet. I got a big family, and I've seen it so many times. People just want to jump and blame God. No, God's good. He's good all the time. There's a devil who's bad. The devil kills, steals, and destroys, John 10:10. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Don't get confused, but you got to keep your face in the Word of God to keep your life straight. So Elisha knew that the king was going to send a man to kill him. He told his friends to keep the man at the door until the king arrived. So they wanted Jehoram, so they didn't let one in one of his officers. So boldly, Elisha told the king, tomorrow, this time, there'll be food enough for all the hungry people in the city to eat. There'll be food sold at the gate for a small price. The king's officer did not believe Elijah. He said, man, even if the Lord made the windows of heaven open up, could this be true? He said, you will see the food with your own eyes, Elijah, but you will not eat it. The king decided to give Elijah one more day to see if his words came true. That night, four lepers came to the gate of Samaria, and they sat down. They're tired. They're hungry. Because they got leprosy and a serious disease, nobody will come near them, not even their own people. So the lepers wondered what to do. If they entered the city, they'd starve. If they stayed outside, the Syrians would get them and kill them or take them prisoners. If they were taken prisoners, they would be fed. Because if they got nothing, they said, hey, let's just go get ourselves, get captured by the enemy. At least the enemy will feed us. That same evening, God caused the Syrians to hear strange noises. It sounded like a mighty army coming through the wilderness. They listened in fear. They said to one another, listen, the king of Israel has hired many kings, and their armies are going to attack us. The Syrians knew they were not prepared to fight. They'd just been hanging out. I mean, for weeks, they'd just been hanging out waiting for Israel to starve to death outside the city. They thought, man, they prepared a strong army. They didn't want to be defeated. So up they jumped, and they ran toward their homeland as fast as they could. The tents, the foods, possessions, they left everything behind. They ran and dropped treasures they had planned for their home, their fine clothes, everything. They left everything. They're hoofing it just with the clothes on their back. That's all they've got. None of the people inside the walls of Samaria knew that the Syrians had fled. The four lepers didn't know it either. They hoped the Syrians would take them prisoners and feed them. So when they reached the Syrian camp, these four lepers reached the Syrian camp. There was not a soldier anywhere. But man, there was tons of food. Boy, these four were hungry. Their stomachs were full. They gathered up all the treasure of gold they could shove in their clothing. And so they sit there and they plan how to hide these things in a safe place. But they thought about all the starving people inside the city. It would be wrong not to tell the people what we found. They decided, so let's hurry back to the city gate. And they told the gatekeeper the good news. Soon, the leper's message was being told in every part of the city. Even King Jehoram was waking up to hear the news. At first, he thought the Syrians were just trying to trick him to opening the gate. Finally, the servants persuaded him, and they sent out a search party. Jehoram's men returned with the news that they could find none of the army. They've all gone. But we found their things. We found their tents, their donkeys, their gold, their silver, their food. They must have left in a hurry. They didn't take anything. They just dropped it all. When the people heard this, they went out to the Syrian camp to see what was left behind. They found so much food, they brought it back to the city to sell. The officer that had gone with them to see what Elijah had said at the gate, so where the food was being sold, the starving people were so eager to get the food, they pushed and they shoved him away into the crowd. The officer could not keep order. The crowd pushed against him. He fell down, and the officer was trampled to death. Elijah had said the day before, you're going to see it, but you're not going to get to eat it. And it turned out to be true. So we have a situation where God was trying to show up. He couldn't find anybody. Who's going to happen? Well, Elisha knows to hear from, she can hear from God. You got one person in the whole country that can hear from God. One, Elisha. And so when bad things happen, who do the people want to kill? Elisha. I mean, it's how the devil always works. You know, when Jesus showed up, the first day he's doing miracles in town, eyeballs are popping in, hands are growing out. All of a sudden it said, in Mark 3, he said, when he went back into the temple after he'd come back from the wilderness, said his enemies watched him closely. His critics stared at him. And people wanted him dead. Now, Jesus never sinned one time. He opened blind eyes, hands grew out, dead people woke up. I mean, food, he fed 5,000 people on the hillside, man, loaves and fishes. Everything always worked out when Jesus showed up. But what did the devil do? Everybody wants him dead. We want him dead. What did he do? Well, he never sinned. What did he do? Nothing. Why do you want him dead? We don't like him. You know, riots broke out with Paul. They're trying to kill him. What did he wrong? Nothing. He healed people and had miracles happen. Why don't they like him? Because they're of the devil. And there's two camps. I tell people, there's not three camps. There's two camps on this planet. One that fears God, one that serves the devil. We're like an Oreo cookie. There's nothing in between. You're either going with God or you're going with the devil. And so these people are the same way. That's why all these stories are so good. You got the king. He didn't believe God. It got bad. Man, we're surrounded by our enemy. Who did it? Well, God must have done this. We're starving to death. Who did? Well, God wants us starved. God wants us dead. God wants us killed. Jesus, I came to bring life and bring life more abundant, John 10:10. God's always trying to save. God's always trying to deliver. God's always trying to bless. He's trying to find somebody that'll believe him. And so I remember the first time, my first year when I went through all those Bible stories in that chapel class, those 170 classes that year, I had the greatest revelation. My greatest revelation of my life was teaching a Bible storybook for a whole year in a Christian school. What'd you learn? God's good, devil's bad, people are stupid. It's real simple. God's good, devil's bad, people are stupid. Every story, God's always given somebody an opportunity to believe him. I mean, Jesus said, God said, I set before you life, death, blessing, and cursing. Choose. And then God even gave us the answer. He said, choose life. God even gave the answer to the test. And so when you read these stories, you realize something. Every generation has had an opportunity to believe God. For 5,000 years on this planet, every generation, Adam and Eve had an opportunity to believe God, but they didn't. They believed the devil. And they got fired from their job, evicted from the house. Kids started killing each other. It's like, it's the same. Nothing. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. Absolutely nothing new. So, what I love about this story, king wants the prophet dead, but the prophet was bold. He said, listen, I've heard from God. He said, give it 24 hours. In one day, this starving city will have so much food, it'll be sold for pennies at the gate. In one day, you starving people that have been starving, you killed all your horses, you killed all your dogs and cats, there's nothing left to eat. You know, it's so bad. So in one day, in 24 hours, you have so much food, you'll be almost giving it away. And so the king thought, man, I'll give it one more day. I'll give it one more day. And so finally, just out of desperation, he finally is going to believe the prophet of God. And so the next day, four lepers, people have nothing to do with the story. People, it's like, what is this? God never moves in a straight line. It's a big circle. Four lepers outside the city. They can't go in the city. They'll be stoned to death. There's a camp for lepers, but they're starving too. So they're sitting outside the wall, and they're seeing all this mess. Man, this is a mess. We can't go in. We'll be stoned to death. And they don't have any food inside either. They're starving. And I thought, well, what could we do? Well, let's turn ourselves over to the enemy. Do what? Yeah, man. At least they'll feed us. You know, there's lepers everywhere. They'll feed us. At least our enemy will feed us. Yeah, that's a good idea. And so as they got up and they're going to walk to the enemy's camp, God all of a sudden, he's turning the hearts of all these men into fear. And they begin to talk. Hey, you know something? They heard the noise like a great army coming. What noise? It's four lepers. There is no great army. It's four lepers walking to their camp. But God made four lepers sound like a huge army coming. Said, man, the Israelites, they've hired armies. They've hired armies. They're coming to kill us. And all of a sudden, everybody broke for home. So frightened, so fearful, they took nothing with them. Took no swords, no donkeys, no food, no gold, no silver, all the stuff they've been captured. They took nothing. They're running for the last one. They heard a great noise. There's a great army. No, it's four lepers. God made four lepers sound like a huge army. God is a show-off. God is a miracle-working God. So when the lepers got there, thought, man, where's all the heathen at? I don't know. There's this vast camp, tents everywhere, donkeys everywhere, fires are going everywhere, food cooking everywhere, gold and silver everywhere. There's nothing there. They've gone. And the four lepers said, man, let's get something to eat. And so they fill their bellies up, put them on some fine duds, and all dressed up, and got their own little donkey. And they're like, man, this isn't right. We really need to go tell them. So they go back to the city, the four lepers that are now happily satisfied, wearing good clothes. Hey, guys, we need to tell you something. The enemy's not out there. And even the king still won't believe it. No, really, the king's not out there. So he sends out a party. He won't go, but he sends a search party out. And the search party came back. They're right, king. They've all fled. They've all gone. And so they go out. It took days to bring all that stuff back in. All the food. 24 hours later, nobody's starving. Matter of fact, they're filthy, stinking rich. They got wealth. They got clothes. They got donkeys. They got food. They got gold. They got silver. What happened? In one 24-hour period, everything changed. Everything changed. Guys, I don't know who's listening. God is a miracle-working God. Your life, everything that you're dealing with right now, can change in less than 24 hours. God loves to show off. God is a show-off God. All things are possible to him that believes. The Bible says all things are possible to him that believes. Again, what are you going to do? Start using your faith. Well, the Bible says faith speaks. So how does faith work? You start saying it. God, I believe you're good. I believe you forgive, you restore, you redeem. God, I believe you make the devil pay back seven times what he stole from me. I believe, God, you surround the righteous with the shield of divine favor. People are going to like me and not even know why. God, I am the redeemed of the Lord, and I'm going to say so. I say that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I believe that we're walking with divine favor. People like us, and they don't even know why. Start saying what God says, not what you're looking at. God is a good God, and he loves to save, redeem, bless, heal, restore whatever's been lost. I'm telling you guys, it's a great Bible. Get it open, read it a little bit, and you will be inspired. I promise you, you'll be inspired. Guys, thanks for listening today. God bless you. Look forward to next time. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.